Now there's been a sudden upsurge of interest in unidentified flying objects, or UFOs as the enthusiasts call them. Earlier this week, a policeman in Staffordshire reported seeing a bright object in the sky, and he took 12 photographs of it. Now a seven-day alert has been declared by the biggest of the UFO societies, the British Unidentified Flying Object Research Association. With me now is Mr. Lionel Beer, the association's chairman. Now, is this alert as serious as it sounds?
Oh, yes, definitely. With all the reports coming in that we've had recently, we think it's essential that we should have called our members' attention to this to get them out watching the skies during the coming week.
Now, about how many sightings have you had reported to you recently?
Well, normally, reports come in an average about one a day, I should think. But over the last week or so, I'd say probably reports are averaging about three or four a day, probably more, because they take a long time to reach us.
Now, can you tell me what kind of things have been seen by people?
Well, the other night I had one young lady phone in from Stanmore. They saw two lights at about 10:30. She described it as about a fifth of the size of the moon, squarish. And one of the lights flew off fairly soon afterwards, and when she went to bed at about 12 o'clock, the other light was apparently still with them, so it couldn't have been aircraft landing lights, and a number of her father and a number of her friends saw it as well, and off the cuff, we didn't have an immediate explanation for her.
Have there been many similar reports to the report given by the policeman earlier on this week?
Well, we learnt recently that over the past 2 weeks, egg-shaped oval objects had in fact been seen over France, Italy, Germany, Spain, probably not in that order, but a very similar type of object. I think they also reported conical shapes as well. In fact, perhaps I should mention that UFOs are a little like the fairer sex. They seem to come in all shapes, sizes and colours. Can I mention the different, perhaps some of the more common types? Thank you. Well, the most common type, of course, is the typical flying saucer shape, perhaps some people say like two soup plates placed together, or a disc shape, sometimes with a dome on top. Perhaps the next most common type is the elongated object, frequently described as cigar-shaped. In fact, I've had so many unusual descriptions that one of the big problems about ufology is the fact that so few reports seem to be alike.
Well, why do you think there's been this sudden flurry of activity?
Well, in the UFO business, we've learned to trade on coincidences. Now, as you already mentioned, back in about 3 years ago, in 1967, there was a big flap, which I think started off in about November 67, and there was two police constables in a patrol car somewhere north of Dartmoor, Devonshire, and they saw this object, and it was like a flying cross. In fact, they chased around the countryside doing extremely high speeds. The report said they were doing 90 miles an hour. And we thought, oh, this is probably just one off report. There probably won't be any more. And we didn't do anything about it. We didn't alert our members. But the following week, it wasn't just ordinary people, but police all over the country reporting lights flashing across the sky, flying crosses. And we just weren't ready for it. But this time, because of this coincidence, and there's also a coincidence that we have a flap. A flap is UFO jargon for a lot of reports. When Mars is at a close approach to the Earth, which it is at the present time.
So you're well covered now. Thank you very much, Mr. Beer.